Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Tell you what, I have memorized every app on every phone in the universe, as you know, Dave.
Yes.
But there could be one or two that slip through the cracks. Wow. So here's your text question today. What's your favorite app that I ought to know about? This app that you use, you go, this is so cool. I bet Steve doesn't know about this. 312-981-7200, text it in.
That's a text question.
Tiny Scanner I didn't know about. Yeah.
Do you know about the app Calm?
Yeah, meditative.
Oh, yeah. Ooh la la, I am impressed.
Well, you probably noticed, but during the entire 8 o'clock hour most mornings, I'm in meditation. introduce our new friend here, will you?
Yes, she is our MVPP. This is Ms. Tina Cernette. Am I saying your last name right?
Yes, you are.
Perfect.
Let's get your microphone on there. That'll help. Tina Cernette is the founder and executive director of the Sports Shed. So were you a jock as a kid?
I was. I played softball and basketball for the most part.
Brothers and sisters?
I had one sister, older than me, so when I was born, I think I was supposed to be the boy. But
well, you're a very attractive boy, so congratulations. But there's a story that I heard about you that you're 7 years old, and you're hanging around in your backyard, and you realized at that point, playing with your cousins, your singular goal in life was to be competitive and to do something in sports. So certainly at 7, you didn't know what that would be.
Right. I mean, I was certainly raised in a family where sports was really a big deal and, you know, and enjoyable. And it really taught me how to be competitive. And it really developed who I am as a person now in many different ways. So, you know, that's kind of what led me to what I'm doing now.
The Sports Shed, what is it?
So we are a nonprofit organization. We supply sports equipment to schools and under-resourced programs all over the city of Chicago.
Bats, balls, things of that nature?
Yeah, bats, balls, football helmets.
Where's the gear come from?
So we started out by getting gear through like collection drives and, you know, manufacturers who have overstocks, and you know, we pretty much you know, roam the earth to find whatever we can find that's
sure, beg, borrow, and steal.
Yes, exactly. High quality. We're looking for high quality gear that we can pass along to kids who you know, really need an opportunity to be able to participate and have, you know, quality items.
What do we know? We know that kids have never had a bigger weight problem in this country due to a lack of activity. They combine that with the fascination with all things related to your phone and burying your face in the screen. There's less incentive to move,
right?
And kids ought to be moving. We're seeing cardiovascular disease in teens and 20s. It doesn't have to be that way. I mean, along with the community aspect of doing something in sports, even if it's just gym class, it's a great way to socialize.
Yeah, especially for a lot of underserved communities, and I know that you focus on that too. You said over 200 schools and school programs. Like, where are these programs and schools located?
So we concentrate on Chicago for the most part. You know, there's, believe it or not, there's over 600 schools just in the city of Chicago. And many of those schools are vastly under-resourced. They have very, very teeny tiny small budgets for things like athletics. So when it comes to being able to provide kids with athletic programs, it's they're struggling big time. So we come in and work alongside with them to you know, to make sure that we can get the kids uniforms and, you know, whatever they need to compete and feel like they're part
and
of
and play.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dave,
Tina, what gear is the toughest for you to get? What do you have the biggest shortage of?
You know, lately we've been working with a lot of high school football programs, and that's, I mean, like I said, we roam the earth to find what we can, but, you know, I'd say football helmets, they're a very costly item, and, you know, that's one of the most difficult things, but we, you know, it's important for us to provide that piece of safety and You know, I'll give you an example. Crane High School, just a couple weeks ago, they were trying to make sure they had enough helmets for their program. We came in and we were able to provide brand new Riddell helmets for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great.
So
well, that allows the team to get on the field.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they weren't. They
it's
weren't
a season saver.
It is. It was. Yeah. It was.
That's absolutely. An essential item. I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not playing.
Not put the kids on the field
yeah,
without.
You're not
helmets.
Playing without a helmet.
No.
Give me one of your favorite stories. This is your 10th year, by the way, for
yes,
the sports
is.
Shed.
Yes.
So happy anniversary.
Thank you.
It's a great milestone. But a story you like to tell folks about a kid's feedback or somebody you really felt good about helping.
Yeah. We help a lot of, you know, larger programs, overall programs. So one of my favorite stories is of Sarah Good STEM Academy. It's a high school on the south side. They basically only had baseball as a sport in the school. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to start a football team. We were able to, you know, help them start a football team with barely any budget. And then it's just blossomed into now they have 26 sports. They have, you know, volleyball, basketball.
Wow, from 1 to 26.
Yeah, yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, so that was several years ago, and now they have, you know, all these sports in the
That's
school.
That's tremendous.
And, yeah,
yeah.
So.
This is your life's work.
Oh, yeah.
This is your, I mean, I'm sure more than a full-time gig for you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How can people listening help? Like, where do you get your funding from? And
yeah, so we've really come a long way in terms of getting funding through grants and corporations and things like that. But you know, we're far from what we need in terms of those kind of things. So anyone who can help connect us to corporate funding, grant funding, even individuals who, you know, hear this and say, you know, I know sports was really important to me and my path.
And they're moved to help.
Yeah, exactly.
So can they donate on the website?
Yes. So you can go to thesportshed.org and you can donate right there online. We have a lot of information on there and other ways to get involved.
I like the name too, because that's where your gear was. It's out in the shed.
Yeah, it's in the shed.
Mom, where's my bat? It's out in the shed. Right?
Yes,
that's what you always hear.
Right.
It's out in the shed.
Especially the hockey gear.
Woo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, another thing is if you have equipment to donate or if you want to do a collection drive, a lot of kids do their like bar mitzvah projects for us or, you know, all different kinds of community projects. And you can also take your gear to Play It Again Sports. We have a relationship with a few Play It Again Sports stores like Naperville, Northbrook. Just tell them that you're bringing it there for the sports shed. They'll put your the value of that equipment on our credit, and then we'll be able to go in and get exactly
That's great.
What we need.
What a cool idea.
Yeah.
That's very smart. Dan is on the phone from Evanston. Dan, how are you?
Good, thank you. Wonderful, wonderful concept. I think it's a great program. I'm just curious, do you get much support from the professional teams in Chicago?
That's a great question.
Yeah, we've gotten some support in terms of funding. We've gotten a little bit of funding from the Cubs, and you know we've had some other teams who have brought in some gear and things like that. We could use you know some connections to. You know, those organizations where we can kind of get a deeper partnership and relationship going.
Can people contact you specifically
yes.
through the website?
Yeah.
Shoot you an email or whatever?
Yes. So Tina, T-I-N-A, at thesportshed.org is
okay.
where you can reach mm-hmm. me. And, you know, anyone who's got some connections or some interest.
I can tell you right now, the Chicago Blackhawks are probably the most generous organization
yeah.
I've ever seen in professional sports. And we certainly could help you connect there if you haven't already.
Sweet.
And
that's yeah.
sports is plural. So it's S-P-O-R-T-S.
Yes. There's,
S-H-E-D.
Yeah, there's
yeah.
two S's in there together. The gotcha. sportsshed.org.
Well, nice work by you, Tina.
Thank you.
And
thanks
unfortunately,
for having me on.
It's a lot of pressure because you're not luckily the most valuable person on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what that means?
Yikes.
Everybody's got to applaud, you know, give you a round of applause
yeah.
everywhere
sitting,
you go.
You get the rare sitting ovation on the Steve
yeah.
Cochran Show.
Yes.
We'd stand, but the headphone cords
all
are
right,
too short.
Right. It's nice to get the recognition, but just really more excited about being here to get the word out about the Sports Shed.
You're a good person. TheSportsShed.org?
Yes, that's right.
All right, got it. 7:34, headlines next, 720 WGN.